Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The verdicts were mixed for the former co-owner of a Framingham compounding pharmacy. The New England Compounding Center prepared medicine linked to a fungal meningitis outbreak in 2012. 64 people died. Hundreds around the country were injured and sickened. WBUR's Steve Brown was at Boston's federal court yesterday when the verdicts were read.
Barry Cadden sat upright at the defense table, showing no emotion as the court clerk read from the lengthy jury verdict form. Racketeering count 1, guilty. Racketeering count 2, guilty. Racketeering count 3, guilty. It wasn't until 24 guilties later the clerk got to the most serious crimes, second-degree murder. The clerk read each name of 25 victims, followed by the words, not guilty. The acquittals on those acts spare the 50-year-old Cadden from a possible life sentence. Still, by the time the jury filed out of courtroom 21, Cadden was convicted of racketeering, conspiracy, and mail fraud. Despite the verdicts, his attorney, Bruce Singel, said Cadden is mindful of the victims of what he describes as a terrible public health tragedy.
It was a death case, as we said, but not a murder case. And Barry is very conscious in the flurry of excitement over the verdict that we not forget the people who have suffered terribly during this ordeal, the people who have lost loved ones, and Barry's thoughts and prayers remain with them throughout.
The outbreak began back in 2012 when reports began appearing around the country of patients with fungal meningitis and other infections. An investigation revealed that all of the patients had been injected with steroid compounds that had been mixed at and shipped from the NECC facility in Framingham. There, regulators would go on to find mold, bacteria, and expired ingredients. Prosecutors claim NECC boosted production by ignoring regulations on cleanliness and sterility. The facility was closed, and criminal charges were brought against executives and pharmacists at the company. Among the accusations brought by federal prosecutors were the 25 acts of second-degree murder. Those acts enabled them to seek the racketeering charges. Defense attorney Singel says that was an overreach.
Murder is the worst crime known to humanity, and it is a terrible injustice that Barry Cadden was labeled with this charge by the government for more than 2 years. It is a disgrace that he was charged with murder. It was unprovable, unwarranted, and unjustified, and we are deeply grateful that the jury saw it that way and vindicated Mr. Cadden on all 25 of the murder charges.
Yeah, we disagree with that.
Acting U.S. Attorney William Weinreb has a different view.
I think that the charges were well-founded. I think that over the course of 2 months, the jury saw evidence that, in our view, was sufficient to prove him guilty of those charges beyond a reasonable doubt. We respect the jury's role in this process, and we respect their verdict. But we certainly do not think this case was overcharged.
Weinreb says the government is gratified by the verdicts, adding that Cadden placed profits over patients.
This trial revealed that among other things, Mr. Cadden participated in a massive fraud in which NECC masqueraded as a pharmacy when it was in fact manufacturing drugs. And as a result of that, he managed to escape FDA oversight of his actions. And all of that was laid out over the course of 2 months. All of that is reflected in the jury's verdict.
For the survivors of the outbreak, the verdict brings some sense of closure. Army Major Adam Ziegler of Fort Stewart, Georgia, got a tainted steroid injection in his sacroiliac joint after he was injured during parachute jump training. He told WBUR's Radio Boston he feels justice has been done.
As far as, you know, whether it's anyone's ever going to be made whole in this, or whether if he'd have been found guilty of 25 counts of second-degree murder, if it would make me feel any better, it really wouldn't matter.
Major Ziegler says he's being medically separated from the military and that even sitting is uncomfortable, but he's doing the best he can.
He's going to be punished, and all the rest of us are still going to have to go on with our lives as wherever we are, either without somebody or dealing with whatever pain or injury we have for the rest of our lives.
A civil suit brought by outbreak victims was settled for $200 million. Federal prosecutors plan to move ahead with trials of other NECC executives and pharmacists. Another trial for former NECC supervisory pharmacist Glenn Chin gets underway next month. Cadden's lawyer says they will appeal yesterday's guilty verdicts. Cadden will remain free until he is sentenced in June. He could face up to 20 years, though such a long sentence is unlikely. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.